I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Tibetans want their autonomy from China, and they may stop the nonviolent approach to get it. Many expect the protests to get worse as the Olympics draw near. Christians are also using the Olympics for their purposes. Key organizations that work with the persecuted church are calling for global prayer for China. Johann Kandelin with the World Evangelical Alliance's Religious Liberty Commission says it's not a political project, it's spiritual. And deaf team members will be traveling with the Southern Baptist International Mission Board this year to help figure out how to make ministry efficient. They'll be researching and evaluating the need for deaf evangelism and leadership training in both Nicaragua and Panama. Ask God to lead in the plans and meetings with deaf secular leaders, lift up those unsaved hearing impaired people, and pray that the leaders will develop a strategic response for their need. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. You can get more news, free email updates, and other stuff by going to our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.